delays in recreational marijuana, and a top casino regulator calls it quits. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5, our quick look at the week ahead of politics and government in Massachusetts. We're joined now by Matt Murphy with the State House News Service. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, the calendar reads October today, and today also marks another day closer to actual recreational marijuana sales. But that is still the plan, right? And actually, I got to say, the state fiscal year, we're now 3 months behind in revenue from weed sales, right?
That is exactly right. And thankfully, I think you're not just being metaphorical there. We are actually one day closer. And it is highly likely this week that we think that the Cannabis Control Commission will probably issue some final licenses for retail pot shops to open after they've been doing some of the final inspection work needed at some of the businesses that were pretty much ready to go. So we could be almost there, I would say.
So do you get the sense in covering those meetings that any state marijuana regulators are actually feeling that mounting pressure to really actually get the product onto store shelves as, you know, nearby states who also have pretty foliage and tourist attractions could actually muscle Massachusetts out of a weed tourist destination industry?
Yeah, I mean, they are and they aren't, I think. They're certainly aware of the outside pressure. They're aware of the anticipation and the desire to not look like they're slow walking this or delaying this in any way, given the political ramifications of that. But they also want to make sure that they get this right, because the worst thing that they could do would be to roll this out and have something go horribly wrong. You mentioned that there was some money in the budget. I think it was maybe just north of $60 million that they were counting on in revenue from sales to balance the budget from cannabis and marijuana products. This is falling behind. They don't want to fall too far behind. I mean, some of that could probably be made up depending on how fast these stores open, but that is also a consideration.
Last week, the chair of the Gaming Commission stepped down. Stephen Crosby said he didn't want to be a distraction for the commission as they are preparing to weigh the results of an investigation into Wynn Resorts, which holds that Boston area casino license. So when do we expect Governor Baker to pick a new permanent chair for the commission?
Yeah, I'm not sure that we've heard the full story of this yet. I mean, it was very interesting, kind of a surprise that Chairman Crosby would step down. He, of course, has been in charge since expanded gaming got off the ground in Massachusetts. He was being accused of being biased on both sides of the issue when it comes to reviewing the Wynn license, and he chose to remove himself. I mean, we also know that he had some interest in being the new chancellor of UMass Boston. It wasn't that he didn't have an eye on a possible exit from the Gaming Commission at some point, so maybe he just felt that this was a good time to step aside. The administration now has to consider what direction they want to go for who's going to chair this, potentially for a good long time, and oversee the opening of the big Everett Wynn Casino, assuming that gets the green light, or oversee the process of deconstructing that whole Wynn Casino if they pull the license and figuring out what to do with the property and what to do in eastern Massachusetts. So either way, it will be a huge job. The governor had suggested in a statement just prior to Crosby's decision being announced that he should consider recusing himself. So I think maybe they were beginning to think about this, but it does not seem from our conversations with the administration that they were really prepared for Steve Crosby to step away fully from this. So I anticipate that it will probably take some time for them to vet some candidates for the new chairman role and install someone.
That commission has been largely deferential to the casino industry, as we saw in all the accolades that they showered on MGM Springfield. Is it your expectation that a new commissioner would fit that mold, or is someone going to be brought in to stir things up?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I think they'll probably have to take into consideration the fact that when this commission was named in the first place, and keep in mind that the law does stipulate some of the qualifications that these commissioners must have. There has to be some law enforcement background, some accounting backgrounds. Not every commissioner has the same resume, but they have to fit into these sort of boxes. So they're also going to be looking for someone not to do the startup phase of the casino work, since that has already been done and the procedures are in place and the commission is established and up and running with its policies, but someone to oversee the growth and expansion of casinos and making sure that they run properly. So someone with the management experience and someone maybe with the familiarity of how these things run once they're built and the construction phase is over. So I think all of that could come into play.
Matt Murphy, reporter and associate editor with the State House News Service in Boston. Thanks so much for joining us, Matt.
Thanks for having me, Carrie.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, NEPR's weekly check-in at the State House. It's also a podcast. You can subscribe to it wherever you get yours or at nepr.net/podcast hub. This is New England Public Radio.